Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in.
Good evening. Let me check the... Okay. I hope you can hear me out there. I want to make sure this phone is working right. Just one second here. Let me turn the music back on and make sure that I'm on the air. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. It's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope it all is well tonight with everyone. I can't believe this. Only a couple weeks before Christmas, we were talking about Thanksgiving, and here we are a few weeks away from Christmas. And I'm not enjoying the holiday as much as I would like because it's moving too fast. And so many people are going through so many things in other cities. Lots of bad weather, snow, ice storms, and just unbelievable. And we are having some cold weather ourselves. So we are all experiencing different kinds of weather throughout the country. It's just doesn't feel like Christmas in the month of December. But hopefully as we get closer to the 25th, that Christmas will feel like Christmas, because this is the best part of the whole year to me during the Christmas holiday. I just love the idea of the fireplace, the decoration, hot cider, good food, and family. It is just a beautiful time, and also celebrating our Savior's birthday. Well, tonight I would like to discuss something that we talked about before. What I talked about before. But I want to bring it back up because, there was something that I went through recently that brought this back up. And I just want to go over it again because I am sure from time to time we might feel this way also. The title is, Where Does the Bible Ever Say God Is Looking for Brains? I would like to read the scripture, 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, the 26th through the 28th, from the New International Version. It reads, Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standard. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish thing of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are. This is coming from 1 Corinthians, 1st chapter, the 26th through the 28th verse from the New International Version. Where does the Bible ever say God is looking for brains? Well, if you see yourself as weak, feeble, unskilled, don't let that bother you too much, because God has been calling feeble and unskilled people from the beginning of time. Few of these whom God has called have been the cream of the crop according to the flesh. Again and again, God has chosen people who were ill-esteemed in the eyes of the world when he needed a candidate or a group of people to do a job. God has always used common people to build his kingdom. He doesn't primarily choose famous movie stars or the royalty, nobility of the world to fulfill his plan and purpose on this earth. In Isaiah 55:8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord." When God chose Samuel to lead the nation, Samuel was just a boy. When God looked for someone to kill a giant, who did he choose? He chose David. Yes, when fullness of time came and it came to time to send his son to the earth, God chose a young girl named Mary to give birth to the Savior of the world. When it was time for Jesus to choose disciples, he didn't go to the theological institute or seminaries of the day. No, he didn't. Rather that, Jesus chose disciples who knew more about fishing, tax collecting, about scriptures, than about the scriptures. And when God reached for someone he could use to write the majority of his New Testament. And guess what? He chose Apostle Paul, who was one of the meanest Christian killer of all time. Yes, Paul. So, when does the Bible ever say God is looking for brains? God always shown up in places where he wasn't expected. Just consider the location where Jesus was born, in a lonely shepherd stall. Wouldn't it have been better for the King of Kings to be born in a gold, glittered hall with trump blasting to announce his birth? So if you ever thought you weren't good enough for God to use, it's time for you to renew your thinking. God is looking for people no one else wants to deem valuable. When great victories are won through ordinary folks, there is no question as to who should receive the glory. Now, we're going to stop there for a second. One of the things when I was flipping through in my book and when I saw this, it also happens in our job, in our churches, in groups, even at home, where we don't have all the skills to accomplish all the goals that we want to accomplish in these different areas. In our jobs, sometimes we don't fulfill all the requirements at our employment for the things that they require of us. Sometimes we just have a lack of, some of us are not computer expert. Maybe at church, some of us don't sing as well as another person in the choir. and our family members, some of us don't have the skill like other family member does. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't want us to do certain things. He sometimes get the weak, sometimes he get the unskilled, and turn things around and gives us the ability to accomplish many things. So just knowing that whatever weakness or lack that you have, God can change that around for good. The Old Testament and the New Testament are filled with illustration of people whom God wanted but whom the world rejected. God chose. Choice is not based on the beauty of ugliness, talent, a lack of talent, education, a lack of education, a diploma, a lack of a diploma. If a person has right heart towards God, he is qualified to be used by God. Yes, you are qualified to be used by God. So don't think that you're not worthy of God to accomplish any goals that he wants you to accomplish. We just have to be determined and dedicated and believing and trusting God and accomplishing those goals. Just a minute. The truth is that God is always looking for people who knows how and are willing to pay a price to undergo any hardship needed to confront the power of hell and to dig trenches and carry burdens during their assignment is completed just as God ordered it. You know, I went to Bible study this evening, and the minister that was leading Bible study, he said he just started preaching recently. He's a gynecologist and an obstetrician by profession. But God called him last year to preach. He was ordained, and now he did a wonderful job at Bible study and teaching Bible. But he said he was going through some things this week just before he, you know, whenever you get closer to God, that's when Satan tries to constantly step in to give you, to make you feel that you're not accomplishing what God wants you to accomplish. And the closer you get to God, there's more things Satan going to put in your way that will deter you, try to discourage you. So he was saying that God had promised him something 13 years ago. Well, he had asked God, and then God pretty much said, you know, he felt that God told him that he was going to answer that prayer for him. But for some reason, he said the prayer, he's been waiting for God to answer that prayer for 13 years. And he got very discouraged this week because he thought by now that prayer would be answered. But the answer that he got, God wanted him to wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait on the Lord. You know, after 13 years, you think that, hey, you want to give up. That's a long time. But you know one thing? When God answers that prayer, when he's ready, but when he does, it's going to blow his mind. Because normally that's what he does. Whenever he answers that prayer, it's like, wow. I would never thought that he would have answered in that way or this would have happened. I mean, it's always amazing when he does. And when he does, it seemed like it was right on time. Even though it took 11 years, something happened to me, it took 7 years. And when it happened, it blew my mind. I could not believe it. So just knowing that God will answer your prayer. Sometimes you have to be patient and wait. And you got to be real patient because 13 years is a long time. But he did a wonderful job with his message. It was in the book of James. James is a great book to read. Very good book. And if you have an international version, an amplified Bible, read James so you can understand it because it's a wonderful, it's only five chapters, but it's a wonderful chapter. We just finished it up this tonight. And I really enjoyed the two ministers that did the Bible study during the week. But it was really good. It's amazing how God is using him. But getting back to what I was reading. But if you want to be used by God and serve his army, quit complaining that you are not as smart, as sharp to someone else. When does the Bible ever say that God is looking for brains? He's looking for hearts that are willing to follow him. If you have that kind of heart, you are exactly the kind of person God wants to use. So just knowing that. But you got to be willing to do it. Be obedient and doing it. What time do we have? We have about 10 minutes. So tonight I would like to say a prayer at the very end regarding this particular topic. But just know that you are worthy to be chosen. Even if you think that you're not, yes, you are. Sometimes we are afraid to make that step that God wants us to make. But we have to have that faith that he will never leave us or forsake us. We have to keep on believing that we will accomplish all the goals that he wants us to accomplish, as well as what our heart desires as well. So just know that. Think about the different people in the Old and New Testament that he used. None of them were perfect. The only person that I can say that was perfect in the Bible was Jesus himself and also the Virgin Mary. The Virgin Mary was a virgin. She had not been with a man. She was obedient when she heard what God wanted her to do. So those two people, everybody else that you can think of, they fell short. The things that they did. Moses, he was chosen to take the people to the promised land, but look at the different things that he had weakness. He never got this. He never got to the promised land because of different things that happened during the travel. So there were so many people in the Bible. You would never think that God would have chosen them, but he did. And Paul, I admire Paul, although, and God forgave him. He was the meanest Christian killer of all, but God forgave him and made him work. I mean, all of the New Testament, in the back of the book, starting with Acts, all you hear about Paul did this and Paul did that. Once Paul became a Christian, he never skipped a beat. He continued to do God's will. Until he died. And he was just as much as he was dedicated to killing people, he became dedicated to being a messenger and doing God's will. So it's amazing how God can turn things around. But that's the end of this message. a couple of announcements. What have you done so far in getting ready for Christmas? Have you decorated your home? Have you started buying gifts? Have you wrapped those gifts? What have you done to get started? Have you started baking? Have you done any of those things? Have you decided where you're going to go for Christmas? What family or friends you're going to spend it with? Well, start thinking about it so you can have a wonderful Christmas with family and friends. Get those baking those pies or cakes or whatever that you may be doing, the cookies and so forth. Well, some of the things that I do every year, I love Christmas. My grandnieces, I have such a huge family. And I have not just nieces, I have grandnieces. That means I have nieces that have children. And what I do every year, me and my daughter, I invite them, all my grandnieces and nephews, over for Christmas. And sometimes we make brownies and cookies or whatever. I try to do something different every year. Then I have food for them. We look at movies. We play games. But they love making, the older kids does the brownies. The little kids make the cookies. Well, I had the youngest one was, I think, she was about 2 years old. So we was letting her help with the cookies, too. But every time she would put the cookie on the sheet, she would lick it. She would lick it every time she put one on the sheet. So we said, no, don't do that. So we just allowed her to do it because evidently she felt that was a part of baking. So it was okay. But we would have so much fun. So this year we're doing something different. There is a art center that have 14 different types of decorated trees. So I'm going to take them, my daughter and I, we haven't told them what we're going to take them. We're going to take them to see those different trees. And then we're going to see a couple of lights in the neighborhood and bring them back to eat. We're going to have some food for them. We'll let them watch a movie. And also, in between all that, we're going to let them put some cookies in the oven. I'm going to do it the quick and fast way. You know those cookies that you pull apart, it's already cut up in squares? We're going to make it a little quicker this year. We're not going to do it from scratch. So we're going to let them tear it apart, put it on a cookie while they're watching the movie, and the cookies can be cooking. So that's one of the things I look forward to them every year. I normally get a little Christmas gift for them, something little, nothing much to put in a little bag with their cookies and stuff. And we just have a great time, and they look forward to this every year. So we are doing this next Friday. We're doing it because we have so many things scheduled. We normally do it on a Saturday, but we're going to do it on a Friday night so we can take them to see the different Christmas trees decorated. So that's one of the things that's important to me, and it's also important to me during Christmas morning, lighting the fireplace, having breakfast together, opening up the gifts, and eating some good food. So I just love Christmas time. There's more that I like, but there's a couple of other things that I want to talk about. The announcement for our Christmas breakfast. We're getting together for the Next Chapter Widows Ministry to have the Christmas breakfast at the Hilton Hotel on Saturday, December the 21st. That's not this Saturday, but the following Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. We will also ask everyone to bring shoebox filled with toiletry items and wrapped, decorated with Christmas wrapping to take to a shelter with women with children. And we have about three different shelters that we're going to be going to. So we're going to be collecting this not just from the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. We're also going to be collecting it from the Gloss Girls as well as the A New Thing Ministry, three ministry together doing this project for women shelter with children. So that's one of the things that we're going to be. So please bring your shoeboxes on for breakfast. And that's pretty much all the activity that we're going to do for the year. We're going to be we're going to have a calendar filled with different things this coming year. The first thing we're going to be doing in January is we're going bowling. And we're going to add bowling. We're going to also talk about some things that we're going to do for our next trip. And February is at our Valentine party, and we're going to do something different and exciting. So there's the different things that we're going to do each month of the year. God is opening up doors on 2014 for us, and get ready and be involved. We have 3 more minutes left for our show. Let's pray and ask God to ask the Lord to please guide us, and knowing that we are so glad that we are not, we don't have to have, a supernatural brain thinking. He's only looking for anyone who has the heart to be used. And we ask God to help us to be open to what he has for us to do. We know that sometimes we feel that we are weak, we don't have the talent or the gift to do these things, but we must trust God that he will enable us to do these things. And we just thank God in advance for all the things that he will do in 2014. But one of the things is be obedient and be willing to become his messenger. So we just thank him in advance for continuing to protect us and our family, and knowing that whatever he has for us to do, we will be willing to do it. And we just thank him in advance for his goodness and his mercy. That is the end of our program tonight. I hope that you will have a blessed week. Be encouraged in knowing that in spite of the holiday, that you can be happy and merry and have a happy holiday. Be blessed and tune in again next week from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Good night and have a great week.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come. Let us
come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore him. Thank you, Lord. Kneel down before him. He's the King.